Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, those of you following on Facebook actually get to hear the music when we start. I know I'm kind of whispering.
Groundbreaking.
Zoe's asleep again, and hopefully we can keep it that way. Eva would not be happy if we wake Zoe up because Eva gets very little sleep. Actually, I won't speak like that. I'm just going to try to talk normal.
Sure.
As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Nice. So episode 46. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that we've done this many. Every once in a while, again, I'll get that update on Facebook. This is like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was this one and stuff like that. So it's cool. I'm having a great time. I hope that you enjoy it.
Hey, I keep coming back.
So yeah. And we have a new member of our team. Buster's asleep behind us.
Yeah, he's got a nice bed on the floor, but he chose a chair instead.
Yep, and the reason he's in here with us is so that he's not, like, clawing at the door, barking at Evan, you know, those type of things.
He gets weirded out by sketchy people, you know?
But, yeah, so it's really cool as we've kind of evolved through this and getting to know what it's going to be like having Zoe here sleeping and doing the podcast. So I'm excited, and I have fun doing this, and I'm glad that you do, too. And so last time we talked about that we had class coming up, and so we're kind of go recap on that. Mm-hmm. Sacred Heart Parish, where I'm the youth minister. We're going to talk about that for a little bit because, you know, getting like halfway through the year.
Yeah, we love hearing the updates.
Yeah,
being that you're starting a youth ministry program there.
First year as a youth ministry and confirmation coordinator.
Yeah.
Fancy title. Yeah.
Do you have a little badge?
Yeah. So you're going to see the movie, I Can Only Imagine.
This weekend.
So we're going to talk about that and other Christian movies and stuff like that. And then you got music.
Mm-hmm.
And Saint of the Day is Saint Maximus.
Ooh.
Yeah, cool. He's got a cool story. And then our gospel of the day is John 5, 17 through 30. And then you have News of the Weird.
Absolutely.
So we just roll right into this.
Just having fun.
So remind me, what was your class on?
So we were talking about morality.
Yeah.
And the choices we make, the good decisions, the bad decisions. Where do we, who gave us, you know, the knowledge of what is good behavior and what's bad behavior?
Yeah.
And it was a really fun class. We ended up using a video that our youth minister actually used during winter retreat that showed a woman and her relationship with God from the moment he created her and was working on creation and everything. And then she starts making these decisions that slowly start getting in between her and her relationship with God.
Oh, nice.
And then how he was standing there the whole time waiting for her to come back.
That's great.
And then when she finally makes a decision to run through all her demons and try to get back to God, and they keep knocking her down, God ends up running in and pushes them all out of the way and just gets them out of her face. And we ended up watching that in class. And some of the kids, including the guys, felt pretty emotional watching that.
That's great.
And then we just discussed it. We said, okay, what are things that we do every day, maybe every minute, that can bring us closer to God or get between us?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the openness that they were willing to share after watching that video was really impressive and inspiring.
Yeah, it's a really important topic to go over, and it's really it can be really heavy, like a really deep conversation. As long as the young people are willing to go there,
right?
And sometimes that can be the hard thing to do is get the young people at that level. But something like that video can bring them into that, and that's really cool. And I always love stuff like that. And I've found that over the years, when you do take it to kind of like that real level, and that kind of can break down that barrier that you get when you're talking about stuff like that.
Right.
Like we discussed last time with my class, talking about sin and the Ten Commandments and how I'm breaking it down to the examination of conscience is, you know, what is a true standard of morality?
Right.
Because today's standard of morality, like today's standard of what makes a good person, is so low. And the bar has been set so low for our young people as to what makes them a good person. And you know, I'm not saying go out and judge people whether or not they're good people or not. Please don't take that from that. What I'm saying is we need to be better examples.
Right.
And we should be holding ourselves accountable to that. Mm-hmm. But how do you do that? How do you know what is a good decision or not? And, you know, Jesus set that standard for us. And we need to know those teachings so that we can hold ourselves accountable to that. I'm not saying anyone who's falling short of that, you should go out and point them out.
Right.
What I'm saying is hold yourself. Point at yourself. You know, hold yourself accountable.
Take the plank out of your eye.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just one of those things where we're very... It's actually sometimes easier to see what other people are doing and be like, oh, that's not good. But then... Do you got refocus?
Well, that's what I think I see all the time on social media. You know, everyone pointing their finger and pointing out the hypocritical stuff that people do. And I just look at it and go, okay, you know, what they did was wrong, but how many times do I do something that's hypocritical in my beliefs? You know?
Well, and the reason, and what I'm trying to get at too is I'm not perfect. Right. I have said multiple times on this podcast, I am a sinner, and I never want anyone to think that I am somehow above anybody else. I do not think that, and I don't want anyone else to think that either. What I do want is to be able to have an honest conversation and say, no, I'm a sinner. I'm not trying to say I'm better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. I am not worthy of all the blessings that God has bestowed on me. I know I am not. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can get lost where, you know, people will see me as the youth minister and say, oh, man, he must have it all together.
Yeah.
No, I do not. And it's kind of a good thing because... breaking into the conversation of what class was on and where we are. We're in Lent.
Mm-hmm.
And Lent is a perfect time to... It's actually the time to reestablish that relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's why your class was on the moral decisions. And that's why my class was a continuation of confession and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had confession. And Monsignor Clancy, so awesome. So great. And that kind of rolls into my next topic, but having confession and being able to go and talk about being able to just come clean. You know, I say it all the time. Give your big boy confession. Just go in there. Whatever's on your heart, whatever's holding you down, go in and put it on God. Let God take it from you so that you can be in His grace. And then you get this feeling of just like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank Lord. You know? Thank the Lord. I needed that.
I was carrying that too long.
Yeah, and that's what's so amazing about confession and just the, like we were saying, that standard of what God has given us and in this just amazing blessing that is confession.
Mm.
And so, you know, every single parish out there on Mondays right now, you know, well, in the Archdiocese of Hartford, I know for certain, is offering confession on Monday nights. You can look on any parish website. You can look on the Archdiocesan website for the list of confession times. You can always call your local parish and set up an appointment. And it's not like if you have not been to confession in a long time, no judgment.
Right.
It took me a long time to get in there and do what I call a big boy confession. But what I'm saying is if you haven't gone a long time and you just remember what it was when you were younger, you don't have to sit behind this screen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be this super rigid, like, don't look at me type of thing. It can be just an open and honest conversation, you know, following the sacrament of reconciliation, but it can be this amazing opportunity. It is an amazing opportunity, but can give you that amazing feeling as long as you go in and just let it go. And that's what my class was on. And then to have Monsignor do the confession for my young people was awesome. He's just an amazing priest.
Good sense of humor, too.
An amazing sense of humor. Yes, his joke at Zoe's baptism. But that's who he is. He jokes all the time. He's amazing with our young people. Hmm. He really is. And I should just say he's amazing with the parish. And it has been just awesome, the experience I've had with Monsignor, with everyone at my parish. Sacred Heart has been super welcoming to Eva and I and Zoe, of course. And it's been amazing to see that they did not have a youth ministry program. They had confirmation, but one of the deacons was running it, and it was very book oriented. Mm-hmm. We have this to get through, and here's your workbook, please read this, fill this out, which a good program can be fine. But I see the kids really opening up with what I brought with me. And trust me, I'm not trying to say that. This was stuff that Vicky Rispoli put together. This is stuff that MJ Tomczyk put together that I just have put my spin on and really evolved. But this is years and years worth of material in the, like, that has been put forward.
Yeah.
And I've just been the benefactor of all that. And I really, really just, I can't say enough how cool it is to have started a youth ministry program when they didn't have youth groups, and to have 5-6 kids come every month and hang out and play games and be goofy, to have 3 of my 9th grade confirmation students go on a retreat and have a great time.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing when you think about the fact that the church didn't have that last year. And just by happenstance, I looked on the Archdiocese website and was like, oh, let's see what's out there for youth ministry positions, and found this one. Like, that's just God going, here it is, it's time.
Right.
You know, I loved being at St. Bartholomew's. Mm-hmm. I loved it. That parish was my home, and now I have a new home at Sacred Heart. And everything that I learned along the way, all the blessings that have been bestowed upon me, I get the opportunity to share at a new place. And that's just so cool to me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it other than just, like, I'm pumped up. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm excited. And I just wanted to share, like, a little update about that, because it's great.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing. That's awesome.
Yeah. And just want to keep doing more cool things and, more youth groups. And, hopefully I'll get you to come to one of these youth groups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be happy to help out.
I've had an amazing volunteer in Brett helping out with youth groups.
Now, he hasn't had a concussion during youth group, right?
It's because he's not, no contact.
No, not allowed.
No, but he's great because he's so close in age to them.
Yeah.
That he's someone that they can look up to because, his decision to go into religious life is huge, especially at his age. But then to be able to just relate to these young people, also amazing.
Yeah.
So it's just been, he's been such a blessing to me in the program there. And it's just so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it. How pumped are you about seeing I Can Only Imagine?
I'm really excited. I've been hearing about this for maybe about a year.
Yeah.
Where they've been working on it and hyping up the release. And from what people are saying, it's the best Christian movie genre film to come out. And it's got Dennis Quaid in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, got a good big name actor in it. And the story is based on Bart Millard of Mercy Me's life and
wow,
what he went through in writing I Can Only Imagine.
Mm-hmm. And now there is a, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a stance of like becoming a father in there too, right? Like there's something about, from what I've seen from the previews.
Sure.
There's something about teaching him what the relationship with our Holy Father is, and then being a father here.
I haven't seen so much about that. It could be that way. What I have heard is that it starts off early on in Bart's life. His mom leaves him and his dad behind. So it's between, he's just basically living with his dad, and his dad was very abusive and just a very bitter person. And so they ended up having quite a few fights, and then at one point he ends up getting diagnosed with a sickness.
Oh.
And then he ends up meeting a new relationship with Jesus and our Lord.
Awesome.
And completely turns around, completely has a new relationship with Bart. They become best friends.
Oh, and so maybe that's
yeah,
the part
so he
of
ends
the trailer
up learning
the,
to be a dad.
Exactly. Okay, so yeah. That was the thing, is that's what they were saying. It's like a young man's relationship with his father and his father's ability to become
right.
a dad and what it means, and then the relationship right. with our Heavenly Father and the mm-hmm. relationship with his father. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So he
yeah.
said, Bart will say, he was a monster, but he turned into the most godly man I know.
Oh, that's so
and,
cool.
And Dennis Quaid ends up playing the role of the father.
Oh,
in,
man.
From what I've seen a few interviews, and Bart Millard said, he came up to me totally respectful and was just saying, I want to make sure I'm playing this role right. How would he react in this situation? How, you know, and just kind of try to be as closely in this guy's shoes as possible.
And, man, that's got to be rough.
Yeah. I mean, there were a few scenes where Bart came in and sat down in the chair just watching how everything pulled.
Yeah.
Just played out, and he got emotional at a few things because there were some scenes where they did a little twist where he wouldn't be in the scene, but his dad was
yeah.
in the scene, and just seeing how his dad was reacting by himself.
Oh, man.
Just through him, because he said,
yeah.
I never thought of that.
Wow.
You know? But Dennis Quaid did say in an interview that I saw, he said, this movie has touched me in a profound way that I never expected.
Wow. Yeah, that's a... I mean, as a new dad,
mm-hmm.
And that's, wow, just to think, to think about how much I'm, having to evolve as a person,
right.
you know, with taking care of a growing human being,
yeah.
And I cannot explain it to people who don't have kids, and I don't mean that in any disrespectful way,
mm-hmm.
and anyone who has kids, they probably can't explain it either,
mm-hmm.
Just this huge responsibility and how stressful it is
mm-hmm.
and just how easy it is to be short-tempered
mm-hmm.
and how easy it is to lose yourself like
mm-hmm.
in a moment to just be like, wow, you know, like
mm-hmm.
how many times I've had to be like, okay, I need to relax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm exhausted. I like not sleeping, you know, and I'm getting way more sleep than Eva is.
Right.
And sleep deprivation is a thing, and it can make you very short-tempered. It can make you very, like, lash out. And how many times I've had to be like, wow, that was not okay.
Right.
Like, I could not imagine doing this without Eva.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I say it, I do not show her as much as I would like. And I say that a lot on these podcasts,
mm-hmm.
how appreciative I am. So I could not imagine Eva leaving and trying to be a father to Zoe.
Right.
You know, like that's, wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm pumped. I wish we could go with you, but
yeah.
It's hard.
if you get another time to go see it, we'll go with you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely want to check it out. So that's cool. What is your favorite Christian movie to date that
you've
seen? Yeah,
I was thinking about that because first I was thinking, you know, Soul Surfer was really good because I liked how the whole story flowed nicely without any awkward, you know, must insert this
yeah.
in order to be a
mm-hmm.
Christian film thing. It all worked out really well. But then I thought of the movie Courageous. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Yes.
And that was, I mean, it's a heavy, heavy movie.
Yeah.
But it's got a great message to it. There's great shots to it that's pulled off really well.
Yeah, that's actually the one.
Speaking about
yeah.
parenthood.
And that's actually, that was the one I was going to go with as well. Courageous is just amazing because it does take some real life
mm-hmm.
situations and what it means to be the head of your household
mm-hmm.
and as a man
yeah.
and that is the struggle right now, is that society and what has happened with
mm-hmm.
men and young men not knowing how to be fathers. And just if you set the example of your earthly father to the Heavenly Father, that's why you could lose a relationship with God, is because God our Father is an ever-loving God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a relationship or a poor relationship with your Father, then you won't see the
mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father You know what I mean? Like, it's just, but yeah, Courageous is awesome. That group has put out some really good.
Because I think they did Fireproof too.
They did Fireproof. They did Facing Giants.
That's right.
So many people know the death crawl scene of Facing Giants, but don't even know that it's a religious movie. Like, that part has been used as part of motivational speeches and, you know, team building things and stuff like that. Because, you know, blindfold yourself, go until you can't stop anymore. Is a huge motivational thing where it's like, if you get in your own way, you won't know how far you can go. And that's what that scene's about. If you haven't seen these movies, totally recommend them. I actually don't know the name of the group, but it's like a Baptist church.
It's
in
a
Texas,
church,
right?
I'm gonna check real quick. But,
but they've put together some great movies. I actually think they did War Room too. I don't think any of the same guys starred in it, but I think War Room is theirs. I think I know Courageous is. I know Fireproof is, and I know Facing Giants is.
Sherwood Pictures from Albany, Georgia.
Okay, Georgia, not Texas.
Close. Yeah, they did the War Room. They did Courageous, Flywheel in 2003, Fireproof, and Facing Giants.
Yeah. Okay. There. And we were saying this too before the podcast. How good Christian movies have become.
Yeah.
You've seen God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead too.
Yeah. I haven't.
They're decent. Like, they're good. I don't want to say like they're bad or anything like that.
Right.
They're good. It has like that little bit of cheese factor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not speaking badly about it. It's just sometimes movies like that get a little bit of the cheese factor.
But I feel like they're pushing it forward and lifting up the quality of the films.
Exactly.
They're raising the bar.
They definitely are.
And this new movie, I can only imagine, could push it even higher, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's why I'm so glad that it keeps happening. Like, Priceless a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
very
one.
Good.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
I didn't think about that one. That was a good one.
Have you ever seen the Ultimate Gift series? They're, like, semi-Christian movies. I know that I think they were released as Christian movies, but there's not an over, like, Jesus feel to it. But they're really good. I'm trying to think what else. But yeah, I've just definitely seen more and more good Christian movies come out.
Yeah.
You know, with a good, you know, moral stand. And,
right.
Because that's the one thing is, like, I feel like it's so hard to find, like, an entertaining show or movie that just doesn't have gratuitous sex in it.
Yeah.
Like, I find so many shows entertaining, and then, like, I'm like, oh.
Right.
Like, what is the necessity of this?
Well, it's funny, because I was just having that conversation with my boss the other day, because her son is into filming and doing directing and working on video projects. Mm. And she ended up seeing this music video that he shot, and it was... He was instructed by someone on how to make it, but it was racy. Mm. And she talked with him about that and said, you know, is it necessary to do a video like this?
Yeah.
And he said, well, it's videos like this that get awards.
Yeah.
And so she was a little discouraged by that. I said, yeah, but Pixar makes movies that get Oscar awards. You know, so you got that. You got the G-rated movies are still the top blockbusters that come out, and they are.
It's just the TV series that are selling now and stuff like that. And listen, I'm not, like I said before, I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to say that I'm not entertained by movies that are rated R. Like, you know, I'll put it like that. And they are. And there's many movies that have some racy topics or something like that I find entertaining. But what I've noticed as I've gotten older, old man on my porch, is just I don't see the necessity in it anymore. Right. Like, I just don't. Like, I see it and I have a different reaction than I used to. I used to just be like, it's just part of a movie, it's just part of a TV show. And now I have the reaction of, like, this has nothing to do with the plot. This movie right. and this or this TV show would be just as good without nudity. It'd be just as good without, like, over-the-top language. And trust me, I swear, I try as best I can. I need to be better about not swearing. And, you know, again, part of Lent, like, the things, you have to focus on the things that, you know, you're not living up to Jesus' standard. And one of those things, is, you know, swearing.
Yeah.
And I try to do my best not to. But I fall short. And yeah. I'm not trying to say that, you know, it's the worst thing in the world either, but just trying to be more mindful of stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as you've gotten older, same type of thing, or?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of times with the movies and the TV shows, I try to avoid the stuff that has the heavy stuff and the violence and stuff, because I'm thinking, you know, there's too much of that in the world already.
Mm.
I'd rather watch something that's funny and entertaining, like The Office or something like that, where it distracts you from things. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a little reminder of how things are so that you can go, all right, well, if we're going to be world changers,
yeah,
this is what we're up against. But at the same time, if I'm watching something for entertainment, I want to watch something that amuses me.
Yeah.
Makes me smile.
And when that's the thing, too, is I want to be able to, like, lose myself in something. Like, whether it's a drama, whether it's a comedy, whether it's a TV show, or whether it's a movie. I just, what happens now is, like, it's just, like, I get that weird, like, negative reaction to what I'm watching because I just don't think it's necessary. But anyway, I digress. Music, what do you got?
Music. So for this upcoming weekend, All Sons and Daughters is a folk group that just recently announced that they are ending their music career together. So their label is putting out a greatest hits album called The Collection. By All Sons and Daughters. Coming out next Friday, Jordan Feliz is releasing his latest project called The Future. And then March 30th, I think, yeah, that's right before Easter, Andrew Peterson, happy anniversary. Andrew Peterson, who is one of MJ's favorite musicians, is releasing Resurrection Letters Volume 1.
Okay.
And this is he's kind of doing a little Star Wars thing, because 10 years ago he released Resurrection Letters Volume 2, and it was about Jesus coming back. This one is what's leading up to it. So
okay.
Right at the start of Lent, he had a little EP that came out that had songs going into Lent, and this is to kind of bridge it together.
That's awesome. That's great.
So, yeah.
Did you, I don't know if we talked about this, did you see that Third Day is going to go on a farewell tour?
Yeah, I was a little bummed to hear that. I mean, I kind of saw it coming.
Yeah.
But it's, they're coming to New York, and I believe a few single tickets are still available if people want to check that out, thirdday.com.
Awesome. Yeah, they put on a great show.
Every time I've seen them, the set and the whole style has been different. You know, one time it was rock and roll, one time felt like I was at a Bill Gaither concert. You know, they do a great job.
They definitely do. They definitely do.
And a lot of times what they do is they close with Agnus Dei, have the crowd take over, and as the crowd's singing, they with their eyes closed, away. They quietly just walk off the set. Yep. It's not about them.
Exactly. Yeah, great message. Definitely hope that they do, like, a reunion tour, like, 5 years from now.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's a year from now.
A year from now, I'll go.
All right. So, our saint of the day.
Maximilian.
Yep, is Saint Maximilian. I believe I said Maximus before. Gladiator on the mind. So we have what's funny is so on the Saint of the Day website that I go to, they say, like, they have a pretty accurate story of how Saint Maximilian was martyred. He basically was essentially being drafted into the Roman army, and he said, "Nope, I'm not gonna go." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "You have to go, or we're going to kill you." And he's like, "Well, I'm a Christian, and I can do no evil, so." You can cut off my hand, but I'm still not going to serve your army. And they killed him.
Wow.
And so basically it was kind of, they're back and forth that they have like historical records of him just being like, no, I'm still not going. And they're like, seriously, you understand we are condemning you. And he's like, yep, that's fine. So like right around the year 300, Saint Maximilian was martyred because he would not go to war for Rome. He did not believe in what they were going to war for. And he said, I could not serve Christ in what you are doing. So I cannot go. I can only serve Christ. I cannot serve what you are fighting for. So, yeah. Saint Maximilian. Pretty cool, right?
Pretty awesome.
It's that's just an amazing thing. And every time we talk about a martyr like that, I always wonder, like, what would I do in that situation? Yeah. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. So.
Your Bibble.
I got my digital Bibble.
Digital.
So this is the Gospel of John 5:17-30. Jesus answered the Jews, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen. Amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear. My judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Whew. That's a long one.
That's a long one, yeah.
But an amazing thing where Jesus is saying, God has sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I am of God. Right. But I am also of man. But those who believe in me also believe in our Father.
Right.
And those who believe in the Father should believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to hear and believe, you have eternal life.
Right.
If you choose to not, you will be condemned.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it's that's just, you know, Jesus like comes out and says it. Like, you're going to try to tell me that I shouldn't work today because it's the Sabbath. But God's working today, so I'm working today.
Right.
You know, so, you know, he always answered the Jewish leaders who were trying to catch him in things. Mm. They were trying to catch him and say, no, you're saying falsehoods, you're going against God because you're saying you are God. Mm. But and he would always turn it and say, like, put it to them. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm saying to you this, and if God sent me, so you need to believe that. Mm. And by believing in that, you have eternal life right. with God above. Like, that's that's awesome.
And when you were reading the part where he was talking about the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees his Father doing, for what he does, the Son will also do. That kind of reminded me of earlier what we were talking about with courageous and being a father and the Son relationship.
Absolutely. It made me think the same thing.
It was a mirror image.
Because, like, the Son, like, the Son is cursed to repeat, like, the sins of the Father. There's an old saying like that.
Yeah.
But it's basically like you learn who you are from your parents, which is terrifying as a parent. And that's why you have to try to be the best father that you can be. And then also, we need to learn from the teachings that God has given us.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's pretty simple. Like, let's say it's not complicated, but it's not easy to live just the true moral good life that Jesus has given us the example of.
Right.
It's hard not to judge other people. It's hard not to be jealous. It's hard not to think of the things that you don't have. It's hard not to just think about, like, oh, God, why have you done this to me?
Yeah.
You know, like, God, why haven't you answered these prayers? Why have you not given me the same blessings that you gave to this other person? It's hard. It's hard not to live life like that.
Mm.
But we're called not to.
Right.
You know, we're called not to sit in wanting of what other people have. Mm. We're called to be the light to others, and we're called to live as Jesus,
amen,
you know, to others.
Yeah.
And so, anything else? Anything else stick out to you?
No. I mean, I think you summed it up, and like we agreed on about the little part that reminded us about being parents and raising our children as best we can.
Absolutely. All right.
So, yeah. News of the Weird. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So this story is out of Shanghai. A woman was coming back with her luggage going on an airplane.
Okay.
Traveling back for the Lunar New Year holiday rush. And apparently when the crew told her, the TSA said, no, you have to put your bag through the X-ray conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
She panicked a little bit, and they said, well, yeah, it's a small bag. You have to put it through. She chose to ride herself down the X-ray belt.
Why?
Holding onto the bag because she was afraid of losing the money.
Oh, there's money in it?
Yeah. So there's a video of this tiny little lady sliding down this conveyor belt through the X-ray machine. And the security video apparently has gone viral, and the workers are saying...
Does it say how much money is in the bag?
No. But it does say, still X-ray images online show a woman in high heels kneeling among bags and other items. And the spokesperson for the airport says, passengers are warned that not only is this behavior forbidden, but also the radiation from the machine is incredibly harmful to human health.
Yeah.
So she was probably feeling great after that. for some loose change.
Wow. That's the thing. It's like, that's why I was like, does it say how much money? I get not wanting to lose your bag, but I'm not going through the X-ray machine. I'm just going to look at it the whole time.
Look over the guy's shoulder, see what's popping up on the screen.
Well, I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in any airport I've ever been in, it's like you see both ends of the machine.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that if your back goes in and doesn't come out, you're going to flag someone.
I wonder how small she is in order to fit in that thing.
I'm not fitting.
I know, but I'm just saying, I don't know if I could fit. That thing's so tiny.
I know, that's crazy.
Unless they're bigger in China. I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that. There's no way. I'm not doing it. I'm going to stand on one side and wash my bag, and it's going to come out the other side. I've never once gone, oh, I wonder what's going to happen to my bag.
Right.
I mean, I've flown a lot.
Yeah. It disappeared. I saw it go on one side. There's other bags coming through.
Yeah. No, that's weird. Hence news of the weird.
Yeah.
So that's our episode for today. Music is literally about to start, like, right.
Yeah. Right now.
Right. Where is it? Where
is it? It's going to start now.
I don't know.
Where is it? It's going to start now. And there we go.
That's funny.
Got it. Totally called it.
As always, we'd love to hear from you guys. Steve@baconsmiles.org, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, all those places.
Yeah.
Super appreciative of all of you guys who listen. It's way more than I thought would be as I check online on the website and everything. A lot of people are listening. We're getting played off. The music is getting louder and louder and louder. But as always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Thanks for listening. Keep smiling, and God bless.
Cool.
Yeah, hold on.